please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I will start with the question on the strategy and the national election plans. It was mentioned by the committee member that several strategies and action plans, one strategy and action plan is in process of elaboration right now, and what is the status of these documents. And I will gladly provide the information about this. The very first strategy, we remind you in two words, was elaborated and adopted in 2014. It was a very comprehensive document. It was covering the all branches of the government, executive, judicial, and the legislative one. Therefore, it was decided that time that even though the document was elaborated by the government of Georgia, it was adopted by the finally adopted by the Parliament of Georgia. Even though this process is not described anywhere, because it was a political will and decision of the government that time to have this strategy, it was decided to deal the second national human rights strategy in the same way now. So the first draft will be approved by the government first, and then it will be adopted by the respective parliament. Now the process of the adoption of the strategy is prolonged, and of course we agree with that, but we cannot say that the process of elaboration is halted, because the process is ongoing. This document is much more comprehensive than the previous one. You asked about the indicators. Yes, the draft strategy, on second draft strategy on national human rights, includes indicators as well. Something that was absent in case of the first national human rights strategy. Also, the first strategy is much longer than the previous one, because it has much more rights included in it. Activities are much more than it was in previous strategy, and the actions that are present there cover all the human rights that are, or the main human rights that are mentioned in the covenants of ICCPR or ICCR. It is divided in four major parts. The first one is on civil and political rights. It also covers the issues of independence of judiciary, which is very important. Second one is on economic and social rights. The third one is on equality rights. It is an equality chapter and covers all vulnerable groups, including sexual minorities. And the fourth one is on the rights of persons living on the occupied territories or near the ABL. So this is the structure of the strategy, and we hope to it will be approved, and we think that it will be approved very soon by the government, and then it will be adopted by the parliament. As for the action plan, follow-up action plan, it will be followed by the action plan. This document will be even more comprehensive. You know that previously we had three action plans that was enacted in the period of 2014-2020, and this will be much comprehensive than the previous ones, because the issues that are covered in the strategy is much more complex and much more comprehensive. And the work on this action plan is already started. We have discussion with different stakeholders, including international organizations who are working on these issues, and together with them we are already preparing for the elaboration of the action plan. So some work is already done by the support of the international organizations. And in the end, what I want to mention about the process, and it was asked here several times about the involvement of public defender in the process. The process will be fully inclusive, which means that everybody, all stakeholders who are interested within in this document, will be involved and will have a chance to provide commentaries before the approval of this document, not afterwards, but before the approval. And then after that, we will have some time to look at their comments, to look at their views and opinions, and then take them into account as much as we can. The public defender has not seen this report, because it is not distributed yet. But once it is distributed, It will be available to the public defender, international organizations, as well as to non-governmental organizations, and we really look forward for this, for their recommendations and for their input. Two other action plans that you have mentioned are about 1325, a UN resolution action plan on women, peace and security, and action plans, a standalone action plan on violence against women and domestic violence. These two action plans have already been shared with the stakeholders, including the public defender, including international organizations, including the non-governmental organizations. We have shared these documents to more than 100 interested organizations and individuals. So basically everybody who works in this field. And we have received many comments about it. Sometimes these comments were contradictory. It was not an easy process, but we have to deal with it. Right now what is happening is that we are working on the budget of these action plans. This will be for the first time that the action plans will be adopted with the budget attached. Previously, the action plans did not have its budget. And there are only few countries in Europe, I think, who have the action plans with the budget. But we want to do it. We want to do it right. The process is right. And very soon, we will have these standalone action plans. What is important here also to mention in relation to these documents is that the national action plans, as well as the strategy, are elaborated with a close cooperation and support of international